Hare Krishna. Let emotion inform but not form your decision. Our emotions are a big part of who we are, but not all our emotions are reflective of our best part, and they don't necessarily, often quite frequently, they don't take us to they don't bring out the best in us. They don't take us towards the best course of actions. So we need to, because emotions are a part of us, they need to inform our decisions. But they alone should not form our decisions. If we decide everything based on our emotions alone, then because our emotions change with our moods, then our decisions will also flicker with our mood swings, and we will not be able to focus or do anything substantial. We will not be able to be sustainably successful in our life. So, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, when he is overwhelmed by emotions, the first chapter is, one of the names for it is Arjuna Vishada Yoga, the grief of Arjuna. And how does Krishna respond to that grief? In the second chapter, he responds by the first thing he says is, Klaibhyamma smagamah kutastvakashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam anarijushtam asvargyam akirtikaram Arjuna. So Arjuna is overwhelmed by weakness, and kutastva kashmalamidam. So Krishna tells Arjuna that these thoughts, such emotions, are weaknesses. Kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam. Such weak mindedness has come upon you at a vishama, at a dangerous situation. Now, it is said that when the goings get tough, the tough get going. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are a tough guy, you are expected to get going, but why are you becoming weak like this? Vishame kutastva kashvalam, where did they come? That means what he is saying is, this is not expected in you. Suppose a person has a proven track record of, say, excellence in doing a particular activity, and then suddenly a person starts acting sloppy. We may wonder what is happening. Suppose a person is an excellent bowler, and one day suddenly that person seems to not know how to bowl at all. So you wonder, what has happened? What has gone wrong? You are a class player. Yours is a class act. What has happened today? So like that, Arjuna is being asked to read it. Here, kutastva kashvalam, where have these weaknesses come upon you? Don't let these weaknesses affect you. And Krishna is taking from emotion as the basis of decision to deliberation. Deliberation of what? Deliberation basically means serious, deep thinking, sustained thinking. So deliberation about the consequence. And the consequence, he says, anarijushtam asvargyam akirtikaram Arjuna. So he says, this is not befit you, Arjuna, that you are not, you are Arya. You are meant to understand the spiritual values of life and know that life is meant to be lived in a way that is spiritually progressive, not just emotionally one gets tossed here and there. And he says, deliberate further on the consequences. Consequences means that aswargyam, akirtikaram, you will not be able to attain swarga in the next life, nor will you be able to get kirti in this life. It will be inglorious in both in this worldly and next worldly terms. Therefore, don't act in such a way. Now, does that mean that emotions should not be a part of our decision at all? No. Emotions have to be a part, but emotions have to be guided so that the emotions are according to scripture and they are elevating emotions, not degrading emotions. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, near the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna more or less completes his message and then he urges Arjuna to deliberate philosophically. So 18.63 he says, deliberate and then decide what you want to do. But immediately after that, in 18.64, he states that, now, O Arjuna, consider. He says, he gives gives some considerations for Arjuna to direct his deliberation. So he tells that sarva bhuyatamam bhuya shrunume paramam vacha ishtosi me drunamiti tato vakshami te hitam. Says, oh Arjuna, I'm speaking this most confidential knowledge to you because you are most dearly loved by me. Ishtosi me drunamiti, I am determined to love you. Tato vakshami te hitam. And because of my determination to love you, I am offering this to you. I am calling out to you, Krishna. Oh Arjuna, I am expressing, I am speaking this to you out of my concern for you. So there is such a fervent opening of the heart by Krishna will naturally evoke emotions. Krishna is expressing his emotions and he is evoking reciprocal emotions in Arjuna. So such emotions are good because they are according to scripture and they bring auspiciousness. So when we are guided by scripture, then emotion can inform but not form our decision. That means we are guided by emotions, but we are guided by the emotions that elevate, not the emotions that degrade. Thank you. Hare Krishna.